What do you reckon my dog's thinking right now? What do you reckon Charlie's thinking?
Why am I wearing this stupid fucking top?
The toilet's good on him. I like it.
I think I like it. Welcome to Happy Words.
Hey, there he is.
Charlie's in the room, my dog.
Doggy boy.
Little doggy boy.
He's staring out the window.
He's not actually, he's kind of looking to the side now. I think he's listening.
He looks like he's about to drop like a new album.
Well, at least I don't look like I'm about to watch my kids open their Christmas presents.
What do you mean?
You do look like a mum, yeah. Aiden, who's sitting on the sofa. Go on, open the bigger one first.
Open the cards.
Oh no,
first.
Not that one.
Read it.
Tenor's already fallen out.
And you're like, I didn't notice.
We didn't even get to record and they were already critiquing each other's posture.
I'm comfortable.
You look comfortable, man.
I can't look at you. I'm just not going to look at you for the whole episode.
You don't have to.
Because it's really embarrassing.
Welcome to Having Words. I'm Josh.
What? Have I just time travelled?
what do you mean?
What year is it?
So are we actually going now?
Yeah, we've been going.
I'm Tom.
So wait, what was the... Did you re-welcome it?
I'm Tom.
I'm so lost. I'm Aiden. And you are...
What?
And who are you? And wait, no, what's the score?
Because you said...
And who
are
you?
No, you were like, you've done the... You've already said welcome.
Yeah, so welcome. Can I not say welcome twice?
Can you say that twice?
There's no rule book, is there? He's broken the rules.
Get him!
Banished!
I wasn't ready for that, so I thought we just cut.
That's why Charlie was listening. He was like, they're breaking the rules over there.
The podcast rules.
This podcast rules.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Aiden will not be on the next podcast.
Sadly, been deleted.
Aiden is being removed. Back at it again. Which episode is this, boys? Try and guess.
Seven.
No.
What?
It's nine.
Seven. Nine.
Do you mean
you
nine?
You scrub.
No,
you always
no.
don't count
yeah.
the radio ones.
They're on. Nine. They're on Spotify and iTunes as 1, 2, and 3, which means they're episodes. And you,
I didn't
you guys
even get a decision.
You.
Choice in that.
You guys were on it.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. On it.
Yeah.
That's factual.
Yeah.
I was on it.
A true statement.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah. Unfortunately, it was on. We made content for I'll Be Damned.
Disgusting.
Which is
alright. Yeah. Well,
what
no,
was that, Aiden?
Free content.
No, hang on a minute. What was that, Aiden?
Yeah,
what did you say
about
stealing my royalties?
Excuse me, what royalties? With your ears sticking out of your hood?
Alright, I'll take the hood there.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, Aiden!
Keep the pinky out, though.
Shut up.
What's your drink?
Drink your alcohol-free Budweiser from the can in a glass now.
Is it a wine glass?
We've had many comments saying Aiden's voice sounds so manly and now we're just completely ruining
flooded
no,
by
they
comments.
Would be, I have like the least manly voice of all of us.
Who do you reckon is the manliest, who do you reckon is the manliest voice amongst the two of us?
No, definitely Tom.
Do you don't even think I sound like that though?
No, you don't.
Whoa, Tom,
no,
calm down. Why does he sound so manly? Oh, so it's just as manly.
Yeah.
No, but like, yeah, not me. I won't say me.
I don't know. Josh is a very authoritarian.
Okay, no, so
yeah, it's a boy coming out.
That's the one. Yeah, projection
diaphragm.
Whereas we just project what you project from your non-existent testicles.
That's actually how I'm speaking to you. I just moved them out to make me more
sweaty down here.
That's the title of the episode: non-existent testicles.
That'll do.
I like that.
Talking
what's
from the testicles.
That's good.
Which
testicle
one
talking.
Which one of us is doing a thumbnail then?
Oh no.
No,
Tom,
no,
you put your thumb down. Not
put your thumb down. And
this
get
is
your
why. This is why.
Out.
Oh!
What?
This is why I handle
my
the creative.
Said that to me once.
What was, your uncle said thumbs down, balls out.
Oh, good game. The actual
game. First go, right?
You mean thumbs down, heads up?
Yeah, that
not a thumbs down, balls out.
Yeah. You rest it on the table.
Oh no. Yeah. I don't like this game.
I do.
Welcome to the least disgusting podcast on iTunes.
In the world.
And in the world. How are you boys doing? Oh, that's cute. You both looked at each other.
We did. I'm doing alright. A little bit on the quieter side today.
Yeah, it's chill.
Yeah. It's a bit of a chill one.
Sure, so Tom's tired, aren't you?
Knackered, mate.
Knackered, mate.
Literally no sleep.
Why? What's going on?
Well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, mate. Me
people
too.
I live with, mate.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
One of them's a 7-year-old child.
And the other one.
He needs to sort his shit out.
So if you're listening.
Mate. Yeah.
And the other one's.
My partner's snoring away.
Call her out on the podcast. Why
ouch.
No,
oh my god,
do,
this isn't even live, but she's sending me messages. I can't believe Tom called me out. Tell him not to come home tonight. So, Tom, would you rather sleep on the street?
I'd happily not go home.
Tom!
Oh Alright, welcome to Jeremy Kyle.
He just shouts at everyone, Jeremy Kyle.
Huh?
Jeremy Kyle just shouts at everyone, like people are sitting on the sofas.
The thing is, yeah, I've never
understood. I can't.
Because he's supposed to be de-escalating the situation, but whenever he brings people up, he starts shouting at them.
Yeah,
and
he has
even
to get
they're
Steve
like.
Involved. Is it Steve?
Steve. Mm. Big lad.
He has to get him involved every time.
Yeah, it's
even
good.
He's piping up in the first place.
Oh, what, Jeremy?
Jeremy, yeah, he's piping up in the first place.
Jezzle.
Sometimes it's necessary. Some of them are right proper nub bags.
Well, some, like, apparently. Oh, excuse me?
Nub bags.
Can't use that language on you, mate.
Sorry.
We've just been cancelled. That's amazing.
By our sponsor.
Oh,
nub
my god. Our lack of sponsor has just gone even down.
You know, Nub Nub is a Star Wars character.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The co-pilot to Lando Calrissian.
Oh, what, the
Nub 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 Nub!
Almost looks a bit like a monkey face.
Overlapping skin.
Yeah, the weird. Yeah.
In Revenge of the Return of the Jedi.
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Jedi. Different film.
Besides your lack of tiredness, Tom, what have you done this week?
My lack of tiredness.
You
mean my maximum tiredness?
Your maximum tiredness. What have you done this week?
Not really much, mate. Just been working a lot.
Yeah. Working life.
Yeah, it's pretty good though.
Work life.
Earning dollar.
You two are a couple of worky boys. You're in full time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Full time.
For the people out there that are still in uni or about to have a full time job, what advice would you give to them?
Don't do it.
And say if their name was Josh Martello and he was about to go into a full time.
Kill yourself. Let's delete that. Delete. Just
duplicate. Oh no! Kill yourself.
Just keep going, man.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
You're winking at me. don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah, just keep going.
Yeah. Aiden?
What was the question again?
What advice would you give to somebody about to go into full-time employment?
I guess just, like, be ready for it. It's not fun.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you find a job you really like, but, I mean, it's fun. I think any job's fun for the first few weeks.
Yeah.
And then once you've done your job, you realise you're... Just trying to think about it. You're basically going to be working full time forever now at this point.
Yeah.
Just trying not to think about it.
You're thinking about it a lot, Aiden. Don't think about it.
Just show up, do a good job.
And obviously, like.
And I talk over people, that's one
thing.
When we were younger, we all had dreams about being like an astronaut or whatever. What did you guys dream of being?
I didn't know.
I'll let you go first, Tom.
Well, there's my answer. I didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
No aspirations or goals.
Really? Oh, I wanted to be a famous actor.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Aiden, what did you want to be?
Yours are all, like, normal.
I mean, Tom didn't have one.
I don't have one.
Penguin. An actual penguin. Yeah?
Not working for the publishing company, Penguin.
No. Just a penguin. I used to love him.
You wanted to be a flightless bird. So your arms or wings, but they're useless.
You get eaten by seals.
Well, I don't.
You can hold your breath for a long time, though.
Can you?
Yeah.
How long?
Well, I don't like some penguins. No, it's
like half an hour, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, guy.
Just swim about.
Chill out.
Yeah.
I like, have you seen... when like two penguin colonies come together, it looks like a massive war. It's so funny.
Yeah, I saw that with like the caption: Germans charging at Russian position.
Yeah,
Stalingrad, 1942.
A World War II meme.
No! Every episode, some like to relate that.
Just like this, no.
I just saw it, mate. I'm just reporting what I saw.
You little reporter, Tom. How has your aspirations for your job changed as you got older? So, Tom, you didn't have one when you were younger.
I just wanted to be like.
Any aspirations?
Yeah, I just wanted to sort of drift through life, really.
Do you feel like so far so successful?
Yeah, I've had, three jobs?
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah, but I've been in them for, the last two or three years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so I'm a bit different.
You're kind of, like, chop and change, aren't you?
Yeah, basically. I think I worked out the other day, I've had 7 jobs.
Oh, wow. My God. Which is, like, it's kind of normal for this generation.
Yeah.
Well, I stayed in most of them for, like, a couple months, and then I was just like, no.
Yeah.
I've been in this one nearly 2 years though. So
jeez, well done, man.
Job I've had.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy with where I am now, massively. Like, I could see myself being...
There forever.
There for a long time, yeah.
You love it, don't you? Walk about.
Yeah.
Morning, Mrs. Whatever your name is. Morning, get bitten by a dog.
That doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
Oh, it does nearly happen.
What?
You know, like, I just don't understand. Like, some people, they know their dogs, like, are quite aggressive sometimes, but then they just leave their letterbox accessible to the dog, so you might be like putting the letter through and then you hear a and then it lunges. Yeah, lunges at the letterbox. And you're like, Jesus, it does scare you. Like,
I can imagine, yeah.
Because your fingers are kind of coming through. I always try and make sure they're not, but
yeah.
You hear that pitter-patter.
I feel like it's going to be weird if you just put your entire hand and deliver
a
letter and
shake the other person's hand. Yeah, don't do that.
We should ask Charlie, the dog.
Huh?
He just looked at me. Charlie, Charlie,
look at me.
What are you looking at? What's more, there's nothing outside, and he's just trying to stay outside.
There's
I think
always.
He wants to go outside.
No, it's definitely not that.
Has he been out for a walk today?
No, he's going to.
Oh, yeah.
Shortly.
Yeah.
Charlie. Come here. His tie's getting further and further around the back of his neck.
It's adorable.
I love it.
This week, have you guys heard about a tragic story about the Mars rover? Was it the Mars rover?
Oh my god.
F.
Yeah, literally, biggest F.
Gone but not
forgot. Do you guys want to explain what the situation was?
I'm still processing it.
I know, I'm sorry to bring out like such an early traumatic
experience.
It's just experience.
Like the ending of a Disney film or something. Anyone seen Big Hero 6?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's like that.
My batteries are low.
It's getting you guys still there?
Yeah. And did you know, it sings itself happy birthday every year. Or it sung itself, rest in peace, birthday every year.
Was it 19 years it was on Mars for?
No, I don't think it's that long.
So no, it was since 2004, I think.
Oh.
I think so.
About 15 years, yeah.
The US Space Agency, NASA, if you've heard of them, NASA.
US
says it's time to bid farewell to its Opportunity Mars rover, declaring
mission over.
It did a good job.
We'll get them next time, boys.
It did a great job.
I don't really know what its job was. Infiltrate Mars.
They drew a penis.
Yeah,
they?
I saw
they
that.
They've done that.
Other than that,
this is proudest achievement. Well,
they
it was just
found something.
It was cataloguing like the material, the soil, the rocks, taking pictures of how it.
Selfies.
How Mars just exists.
It's cool.
Did they ever find water in the end?
They found frozen. Yeah, it's interesting. They found like a frozen lake.
Yeah.
Which was so deep or something, I think, that it kept refreezing itself, but then condensation would rise up and then it would refreeze because of the atmosphere.
Oh, so is it getting higher?
So it's like raining.
Kind
but
of.
But freezing.
It's something like that. And I saw an article about it, but there is that. So
that's
then,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure about life, though. I don't know.
No.
Well, if there's water, there is life.
Elon Musk says he wants to send a colonisation mission, doesn't he?
It's good. We might as well. It's like, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, man, get up there.
It's just sitting there, only, 3 years away? It takes 3 years to get there, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I think so.
We should probably really research our things more.
Yeah.
Before we talk about them.
Well, I didn't know what we were going to speak about. I just sort of show up.
Alright, same.
Oh, Mars rover. Well, all I've got is a sixth world robot last contacted Earth in June last year. But after a global dust storm hit, it went quiet. I can imagine, like, I sense a dust storm. Okay, contact us on the other side, alright, rover. Yes, and then. Rover.
Come in, rover.
Rover, are you alright?
Just hear a voice on the other end. She's gone.
don't wag your tail. Don't kick down the door, Charlie.
He's gonna be another, isn't he?
He is.
I love that dog.
He's a cute little boy,
he's
isn't
very
he?
Cool.
He's tiny.
He's got an adorable little tie on.
Yeah.
So do you guys know what the nickname was for the NASA rover?
Oppo, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Oppie.
Engineers hoped Oppie would power back up when the skies cleared and the sunlight hit its solar panels again.
Oh, no.
But there haven't been
is...
any signs of movement from the rover since.
No!
It's literally like Wall-E.
It's even sadder.
It is.
Really
like,
sad.
I imagine like, okay guys, the storm's passed. Okay, rover, are you there? And there's nothing. It's
silence.
Like, rover, open your solar panels.
And then like, the director's like, try him again!
How would that work?
Medic! Well, the thing is, the batteries have got to run out by now.
But they're solar.
Yeah, but you can only charge a solar battery so many times.
Yeah.
It loses a bit of power.
That's the same with every battery.
Yeah.
I think the weird thing is, if we're looking at the future of this, once we do eventually go to Mars, we're going to find that rover. That's the weird thing.
And I hope we build a goddamn statue out of him.
Why not, dude?
When we get to Mars.
That would be amazing.
He deserves one.
Or like one of, or maybe like one of the, oh no, one of the towns should be Oppie. That's a really weird town for Mars.
Yeah, but it's
that
Mars
works.
Town.
Opportunity. Opportunity.
Yeah.
That's the perfect colonisation town name.
That is opportunity.
I would move there if I was rich.
And 3 years to spare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I guess it's only a one way, so you only got that to worry about.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Until we get hyperdrives. Sound effects. Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
You'd have to spend 3 years on a space station. Just get in there.
Cairo sleep.
No,
Cairo
doesn't, you can't
sleep.
Do it.
Damn it.
Because your blood would crystallise and then you just die.
Explain Alien.
Explain.
It's a film.
Alright. Great counter argument.
Well, yeah. Done.
Scrapped.
Cryo sleep does not exist. We don't yet know how to do it.
But I do cry myself.
But
asleep.
You can freeze.
Oh,
you can.
That very much exists. Yeah.
Oh no! You can freeze yourself by jumping in ice and then being in a block of ice.
Yeah, and you would die.
No, you wouldn't.
Walt Disney's done it.
Walt Disney. No, but they're getting samples from mammoths that still look perfectly preserved in ice.
Yeah, but
so
they're on the outside, but on the inside, they're
maybe
constricted
dead.
And like.
Maybe.
Unless we've got that Scooby-Doo episode where they find a caveman in a block of ice.
Really?
Again,
they leave him underneath a hot light. And he's back, terrorising them.
Oh.
I don't think...
Oh, no.
Not Shaggy, though.
No.
I feel this 1% power.
The supreme being, Shaggy.
We discussed that 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Last week?
I don't know what the timeline is.
Last week, Tom, you hosted the episode... Just nods.
Yes.
Last week Tom hosted.
I did.
And
smashed it.
Enjoyed it. I enjoyed taking a seat back.
Yeah.
Tom, the pressure on Tom, the spotlights on Tom.
It was quite
I
high
enjoyed
pressure.
Just watching you crumble.
And
he didn't
crumble.
You did good, Tom. You hosted the game as well.
I ballsed up at the end, didn't I?
You hosted the urban.
You conned me.
I conned you.
Out of a victory or defeat for Aiden? I can't remember what
it was.
I can't
a defeat
remember.
For me.
Defeat
it, well, I think it was going to be defeat for Aiden anyway, so I won.
What? Trash
bold
talk,
word, you can
mate.
Say that from your host chair, mate.
Yeah, I was going to be at a food for Aiden anyway. And we did Urban Dictionaries. And do you remember who the winner was? It was me. And do you remember what title I won?
The Mad.
The Mad.
Which is kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
What's your...
Aiden has still been...
still pregnant, mate.
Aiden the pregnant and Tom the typical.
This
week, though...
Ooh.
That might be changing. Unless there's some freak in nature and I change the rules and there's a massive twist and you guys, one of you doesn't win. One of you, today, look at each other, is gonna get a new adjective. A new shin. A new
describing word.
A new describing word.
Nice.
Aiden, you like Aiden the Pregnant. You felt like it was relevant around Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah, and it seems to still be relevant. So I just never shook it
Why
off.
Why was it relevant around Christmas?
Because I ate loads of food.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just eating
weight
loads of food.
Gain.
Weight gain.
Mm.
And Tom's typical. I like it. It's a nice one, actually.
What is typical, Tom?
Typical Tom.
What is that?
Typical.
It's typical. Ah, it's typical,
yeah,
Tom.
What's typical about me?
You're typical,
your
Tom.
Your name's Tom.
Nice.
It's like 40% of the world is called Tom.
That's the typical name.
A flat out lie.
Well,
Tom, if you want to change that, you better win today.
How many other Aidens do you know?
One, and she's my cousin in America.
Yeah, but how many do you know?
In no way, Aiden, is that an argument for defending the fact that there's 40%...
Well, I'm less typical.
...of the population is called...
Well, you're pregnant.
You call him Thomas all the time.
Thomas.
I rarely call you Joshua.
I rarely call you Josh. Well, do
you
I?
Say
I
Josh?
Think,
you
I
never
I
even call me by my name. You call me little boy.
Scrub.
Excuse me?
Host. You two full name each other. But
Thomas!
I'm two.
What?
Oh. I was the
two. Louder.
So now you boys, you'll be able to change your typical and your pregnant.
Oh yeah, one of us is going to get
in. One of you, like I said, unless it's a freak of nature, I haven't found that.
You give it to yourself.
I give it to myself. I've got a new nickname. Today's competition.
The competition time already?
It's competition time already.
We're doing this quick.
Yeah.
We're going quick, lads. It's going to be a chill one, but it's quick.
Chill, do it.
Yeah,
today's competition will be a few rounds of Guess the Blanks, where you guys will have to guess the missing words from the headlines that I've collected from this week.
Sounds like something I've seen before.
Or from 3 weeks ago.
And a certain BBC programme.
No, this is completely original.
Okay.
Can I say that? I can't say that.
I don't know.
Hopefully you guys have been keeping up with your headlines this week. We're going to start it off.
Okay.
Chill episode.
Yeah.
Chilled.
Round one. I love the clapping so much.
I'm not
we'll keep the clapping.
Thanks, Tom. Right. Round one.
Clap you, mate.
Oh. This is from...
Oh, no, not the money.
This is from the BBC News. You might have heard of them in the UK.
Yeah.
Blank.
Say it.
Let me get sausage, you got it.
Brexit.
Blank.
I don't want to hear about Brexit.
Killer blank sold online for £8.
Who's going first?
Who won last week? I won last week. Who won the week before? Joe won. Who won the week before that?
Tom.
Aiden's going first.
My turn. Killer what?
That's what you're trying to guess.
That's not my answer.
Killer blank sold online for £8. A killer what?
What, for £8?
Yeah.
What can you kill someone with for £8?
Quite a lot of things, actually.
Yeah.
Killer pillow? I'm going to say pillow.
You're going to say... out of all the things that kill someone...
No.
You're going
to
say...
There's logic to it, but I want to see if it's right.
You're going
to
say killer pillow sold for £8.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Of course it is.
They had to recall loads of pillows because they were like...
What?
People were allergic to something they put in them and some people genuinely like really ill from it.
Why would it be sold?
They didn't realise it until after.
Sell it anyway until someone finds out.
People were figuring out. It was just like not feeling right after sleeping.
I never feel right
anymore. Some people had like an allergic reaction to it, so I had to recall loads of them. I had to check my
pillows. Assemble.
Yeah, I had to check my pillow because mine was part of the batch,
I
but it was from a non-infected batch, so I was okay.
Jesus Christ!
I hoped that my pillow was infected,
so you could end it,
and I would perish.
Jesus, dude! Because you really did not get a good night's sleep last night.
I want to die.
Pillow.
Well then, what was sold for £8 that killed people?
Killer blank sold online for £8.
Killer book.
Ooh. Ooh. You're saying killer book?
Yes, I am.
Let me get this right, Tom. You're incorrect.
Don't have to be a dickhead about this.
I thought you had it then from his face.
Same.
Killer book.
That was good.
That's not my guess.
Exactly the same. I'm going to try again on a different tone.
Correct.
Say killer.
Killer asshole.
Killer.
What? Sold for £8 online.
Killer spoon.
Incorrect, Tom.
Killer hairbrush.
Ooh.
You said it. You put it out there. That's incorrect. Hang on a minute. How can someone die from a hairbrush? It's like this guy was like, I'm gonna put this up on eBay. It's a killer hairbrush.
Well, yeah, it might be
all
a
the
nice.
Thing.
It might be we're thinking about it too literally. Maybe it's not actually
I don't think
a
it's
killer, or maybe it's just a, you know,
oh,
it's
man,
really totally
it's
cool.
Killer,
yeah.
Oh,
killer.
Killer.
Totally
killer
rad.
Spoon, man.
Hint.
Yeah.
Hint. Please. Do I get a hint?
Children's blank dubbed killers by trading standards officers. Is something that could contribute towards a child dying, but its purpose is quite the opposite.
Cowpole.
You're saying
medicine.
Killer cowpole sold online for £8.
Yeah, go on.
Incorrect. Someone's asleep.
There was something I saw about, like you can get a heartbeat listener.
Yeah.
Device. But a lot
it's
of
a gun.
But if you're not trained to listen to it, like a midwife is, then you might think it's your own heart, and therefore you might reassure yourself that the baby's fine, but they're not actually fine. So it's I'm not sure what the word would be though. But
is it
like,
is it the little thing? Is it not
stethoscope?
A stethoscope? Is it not that?
No, it's like a I don't know what
device.
Like
thing.
A mammogram.
No, do you know a mammogram? That's for your boob.
Oh, is it for your boob? Well, maybe it's a killer dummy.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
It's hard. Close. It's hard. Like it's hard to give you a hint without giving it away.
Mm.
And it's being sold and
whistle.
Dubbed. You're saying killer whistle.
Mm.
Why is that a safety thing?
Oh, there's a strange man following me. Whistle.
Incorrect.
Oh.
And weird.
That's really weird.
What? It's no different to like a.
I'm thinking infant child.
Oh.
Designed for the safety of children, and it's being dubbed as a killer because obviously it's not doing its job properly.
What about like a ooh.
Ooh.
Like a gate, a baby gate thing.
Ooh, okay.
Interesting.
I'll go with that.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I'm going to go with booster seat.
Define booster seat.
Car seat. So it's
got
a
it,
seat. It's a.
Because you said define it.
Yeah, you said define it. So killer car seat sold for £8. Booster seat.
Killer.
Yeah.
car seat.
No.
Sold online for £8.
Bullshit.
A children's car seat dubbed killers by trading standards officers have repeatedly appeared for sale on online marketplaces, ooh, which has warned.
New title for me.
It was a difficult one. It was a difficult one.
I was thinking of stuff they took to school.
Yeah.
I was on the wrong track.
GG, well done though.
Well done,
tough
Aiden.
Tough one. Aiden got it.
Yeah,
and T.
Yep. Still in it.
Tony's still in this.
Still in the fight. Except I'm
tired. Exactly. Tom gets +2 to all his answers. Blank holds up rush hour traffic on M3. Do you know this one?
Yeah. So I let Tom go first.
Is it a specific animal?
I need specifics.
You need specifics.
I don't think I have got it. I thought I had
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're like, I had...
No, maybe I'm going to stick to my...
I'd kill a car seat on the M3.
I'm going to say... I see, it might be seagull. I don't think anyone would give a shit if it's a seagull.
Exactly.
Carry on.
Exactly. It's too small.
Pigeon, same thing.
Yeah.
Swan. Do they fly?
Ooh. Well, not if they're injured.
Fuck it, swan.
Tom, you're saying a swan...
Yeah.
...holds up rush hour traffic on M3.
Yeah.
Correct answer.
What? I was going to say a cat.
Really? Yeah. What? Oh my god, Tom, you've got that crazy.
Oh, before you knew about the flying.
Before I knew
about
the flying.
Oh my sweet.
Cheers, lads.
Well done, boys.
Oh, cool.
That was bloody good.
That was jolly. That was something,
Tom. I can't
Tom.
Even beef you for that.
Final question. Final question. So it all comes down to this question, boys.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the Sky News again. Pot smoker finds overweight blank in abandoned house.
Raccoon.
You're saying raccoon?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
It can't be a human.
Well, it could be.
Oh, it can't be more, Chris.
What are you doing?
Dog.
Incorrect.
Overweight. It's not a dog.
Tom just staring at me like he knows what it is.
Overweight mouse.
Incorrect.
Tiger.
Correct.
What? You're serious? It's a tiger.
What? Overweight tiger.
Shit,
pot smoker finds overweight tiger in abandoned house. Police initially thought the caller was hallucinating when they received a call of a surprise discovery of an overweight tiger. Tom?
Tom's won.
Smashed
Tom?
It.
He's absolutely decimated.
What is going... You're tired?
I perform better when I'm tired.
Aiden is shocked. Aiden, how do you feel?
Shocked.
What a result.
I wasn't expecting this.
I'm gobsmacked.
I
better get a shit note now.
Absolutely mollywopped.
Oh.
Nice reference back to an old one.
Yeah. I hosted that one.
You did. Tom the typical.
What we got?
Is becoming.
Am I upgrading or downgrading?
Tom the powerful.
Whoa, that's...
That is a good one, dude. Yeah.
What?
That is a good one. Tom the Powerful.
I'll take that.
What well geez. Done. Win. Jeez.
What a victory.
From typical to...
Powerful.
That's an upgrade, that is.
Aiden's
still pregnant.
Still pregnant.
You're still pregnant. Tom, you're powerful now.
Fuck yeah.
I feel like my due date's approaching, my lads. I'm going to win next time.
Yeah?
Against the powerful and the mad.
And if we ever guess them...
We're so cool, but Aiden's not.
I know. Should we team up?
Yeah.
Well done, lads. Chill episode today.
Yeah,
super chill.
Tune in for next week where we might try a different different format, or we might have a guest on, which would be interesting.
Shit.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done, Tom.
Thank you.
That was probably the best performance we've ever had.
Thank you, guys. Tom, because you're the powerful, you get to shout out anyone you want.
All our likes, listeners, downloaders.
Down likes.
Interneters.
Interneters.
You know, without, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. The support's amazing. We really appreciate
it. It's really cool.
Any shout outs, Aiden?
Shout out to Tom. That was good.
Oh,
thanks, wow.
Man.
Turn of events. Shout out to Tom.
Appreciate wow.
It.
Well, I think this is the first week where no one shouted out Aiden's mum, so she's.
It's your shout out.
Yeah, your shout out.
I'm shouting out. Last week's episode.
Wow.
Episode 8. Tom hosted it. We really enjoyed it. Check it out. Also, check out our social Having Words podcast page, which is at Having Words Podcast. Please like and share with your friends. We would really appreciate it. Any feedback, email us in at havingwordspodcast@gmail.com for any kind of feedback, questions. We've already had some feedback on audio differences, and we are trying to resolve them week by week, so hopefully the audio is getting better. on Reddit, we are r/havingwords.
Oh, yeah, put stuff on there.
I'm subscribed.
You're subscribed.
I have to be.
We're going to be a little bit more active than that. We also, guys...
What?
As of 2 weeks ago, we have an Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
At Having Words Podcast. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's going to be some exclusive behind-the-scenes shots of my dog.
Who is adorable with his little tie on.
Who is adorable with his little tie on. You can check it out on the socials. Leave an iTunes rating and review if you liked it. If you didn't like it, email us and let us know why. Don't leave an iTunes review about it. You can support us on Patreon if you want. At patreon.com/havingwords. Thank you for listening. Any last comments? Nice chill episode. Tired the Tom. Tom the powerful.
Tom the tired.
Yeah.
Tom the tired. Tom the powerful. Aiden the pregnant. Josh the mad.
Nice and chilled.
Nice and chilled. No comment.
No comment. No comments.
GG.
Just keep doing your
GG.
Doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cheers, man.
For listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.